We're following the sound of lively music to the west side of Stanley Field Hall, where a street scene from Senegal welcomes you to Africa.
The exhibit tells stories from across time and from cultures across the continent.
Here in the final gallery, the story shifts to the Americas, where enslaved Africans were brought between the 16th and 19th centuries to build economy from forced labor and stolen innovation.
In 1808, the transatlantic slave trade was outlawed for economic reasons as much as for moral ones, but slavery was still legal in the United States, and the trade of human beings still happened domestically.
George Washington Carver was born enslaved in Missouri around 1860. In this corner of the gallery, by the reconstructed cabin, a panel titled The Abolition of Slavery shows that slavery had already been abolished in countries like Haiti as far back as 1804 and Mexico in 1829.
Beside that panel, one titled Resistance tells us some of how that freedom was won. By sabotaging the work and sometimes the workers themselves, enslaved Americans were able to organize and rebel against the weight of the agricultural economy.
Throughout the gallery, there are examples of what that work entailed and how it was built from African and African-American innovation. In the case behind us, a model of Cyrus McCormick's Reaper speaks to the importance of efficiency in this economy.
Today, it's widely understood that the horse-drawn harvesting machine was based on designs from Cyrus's father, Robert, and a man named Joe Anderson, who was enslaved by the family. In 1847, the McCormick Harvesting Machine Company opened and mass-produced an improved version of those prototypes right here in Chicago.
That's the McCormick name of the city's convention center just south of the museum.
On January 1st, 1863, President Abraham Lincoln delivered the Emancipation Proclamation, but it wasn't until June 19th, 1865, 2.5 years later, that the last enslaved Americans in Galveston, Texas, even found out they had been freed.
At this point, when George Washington Carver was 5 years old, the United States entered a period of reconstruction. The next decade saw dedicated policies and programs meant to reintegrate the South and African Americans into the United States and its economy.
The year after the 1893 World's Fair, George Washington Carver became the first African American to earn a Bachelor of Science degree. 2 years later, he graduated with a master's degree in bacterial botany and agriculture, and was soon teaching at the esteemed Tuskegee Institute, founded in 1881 to give higher educational opportunities to Black students in the South.
Carver's journey was exceptional in many ways, both because he was an unparalleled intellect, but also because this experience was the exception for many Black Americans during Reconstruction and beyond.
Let's cut back across Stanley Field Hall and take the elevator to the upper level to learn more about racial representation in the decades that followed.